You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio, WGXC.
WGXC Underwriting is provided in part by the Highway Drive-In, a four-screen drive-in movie theater in Coxsackie, New York. Information and schedule at HIWAYDriveIn.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Shannon Greer of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you. I've told you so. Why did I let you go away? I was so sure you loved me madly, and when I wanted you, you'd gladly come back to me. I never realized the day we said goodbye.
I know a place not far away, and we'll find Scotty again. A campaign of old-fashioned slogans.
I feel surrounded
again.
We're a posse
of unpaid stooges. You're a certain kind of guy. I think a phonetic replacement. But listen. That's raw power. Where it all started, where they practiced and the magic happened.
To be the immortals,
to know what you admire, threaded like a fashion from here to the place where it all started, where they practiced and the magic happened. Oh, a trick to be mastered. Saw the nuns on the bus, blue and white again. Of the bus again today, now I'm at the hour of our need, gives you the feeling of assignation. If you're hungry and a little tired, the swells of white plaster can seem like they're breathing.
Stardate 2434.2, First Officer's Log. On a routine patrol flight in the Milky Way galaxy, I discovered on our space sensors an unidentified planet careening wildly in an eccentric solar orbit. I ordered an immediate investigation and with much difficulty maneuvered our ship for a temporary orbit. Upon beaming down to the planet's surface, all I could see were ruins. Ruins of some type of civilization. Crumbled buildings, deserted streets, charred vegetation, all covered with a thick layer of dust, which our scanners indicated as intensely radioactive. I proceeded to make a thorough survey of the area. According to my calculations, I could tell that some recent phenomenon or holocaust had occurred and destroyed whatever advanced civilization had existed on the planet. I found no sign of life. As I made my way back to the ship, I heard a sound. It came from a cellar in one of the nearby buildings. Carefully and slowly, I found my way to the source and discovered a human being, or rather, what once was a human being, a scarred, disfigured man lying in the rubble. When I questioned him, he told me that this had once been a great world. They had abundance and plenty, intelligence, beauty, love. There was enough for everyone who lived there. But the inhabitants were never satisfied. They wanted more. They wanted everything. And they started to quarrel amongst themselves. They could not live in peace. And they tried to destroy each other. In doing this, they destroyed everything. Their abundance, their plenty, their own intelligence, their beauty, their love. He told me that so far as he knew, he was the only living thing left, but that he knew he was dying. When I asked him the name of the planet, he replied, "We called it Earth."
Good evening. You are listening to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM. This is Aquarium Nights. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. We'll catch you up on what we've been listening to. We just heard Love Lies Crushing with their track Charm. That's off of Blow Eyelash Wish, came out in 1993. I don't know if there's, I'm sure there's plenty of shoegaze fans out there, but, Send Aside, My Bloody Valentine, Love Lies Crushing, and does away with all conventional song structures, and it's just so noisy, yet so beautiful and fragile at the same time. I'm just joking, it's not a competition, I love My Bloody Valentine too, but that's a great record. If you haven't heard it, worth checking out, and I heard some excellent news that actually it is going to be reissued after being pretty much impossible to find on the record by Numero Group this year. So, not sure on the exact date of that one, but keep your eyes peeled. Before that, we heard Leonard Nimoy with the track A Visit to a Sad Planet. Yeah, what a devastating warning from 1967. Leonard Nimoy, of course, is Spock on Star Trek the original series, and he's released at least a couple albums. The first one is sort of like all, it's called Music from Outer Space, and it is all space related tracks, and then I think he kind of branched out. I think he was struggling a lot with his relationship with that character. He also wrote two books, one called I Am Not Spock, another one later in his life called I Am Spock, so, kind of an enigma there. Before that, we heard Shira Small with I Want to Lay With You. That's been called Outsider Music. It was recorded in the mid-70s at like a Quaker boarding school with a teacher and student, and also, recently got put out again by another group. Before that, we heard Cindy with their track Swan Lake off of an EP of the same name that came out in 2024. Cindy's a great part of the kind of San Francisco lo-fi pop scene. I think my friend Peter, who's in April Magazine, would call it fog pop. I don't know if Cindy prescribes to that term or not, but sweet little record there. Before that, we heard Epic Soundtracks with I Want to Be Free, in parentheses, As the Lizards. That is a cover of the Monkees song, although I don't think the Monkees song has the parentheses As the Lizards. I'm not sure what that's about. Epic Soundtracks is the stage name of Kevin Paul Godfrey, who, along with his brother Adrian, founding members of the kind of arty post-punk band Swell Maps, who, if you know me, you know I am a big Swell Maps fan, and the solo stuff is great too. His brother goes by Nicky Sutton. I'm sure you've heard that. Before that, we heard Pain Teens with The Way Love Used to Be off of their record Born in Blood. That came out in 1990. Pain Teens, it's like a noise industrial band with a really dense and rich catalog. The track that I played is on the poppier side, but they really, they cross genres and there's some really interesting results a lot of the time. Definitely worth checking out. Before that, we heard Billie Holiday with The Moon Looks Down and Laughs. I have some things I can say about that, but some things are a little too personal for the radio. Anyways, that's a sweet little track I've been listening to. And starting off the set was Marvin Gaye with Life is a Gamble. That's off of the Trouble Man soundtrack, 1972. I haven't actually seen that film, but check it out. Well, I hope that everyone is having an absolutely gorgeous evening, whether you're outside soaking up these last sun rays or inside like me, just listening to music and feeling good. We've got a few more tracks coming your way. Stay tuned.
In your It's this force, almost animal, warm like a kiss, fresh like the morning dew, that we call human warmth. Warm like a kiss, warm like a kiss. It's this force, almost animal, that we call human warmth.
Thank you. Good evening. You're listening to Aquarium Nights. Behind me is Tristan with her song Sexy Tears. That's off of the record Sexy Tears, which came out just a couple days ago. She's a Belgian experimental composer. And yeah, I listened to the whole record when I was driving out to take a hike the other day, I would never say that it's not sexy. It is sexy, but it's weird sexy. It's like, you know, I don't know if there's any actual words to the album, and there's a fair amount of kind of melancholic, heavy breathing. Definitely more experimental than her first record, but I'm really into it. We heard Lori Miller, who was a member of Exposé, gem with Love Is a Natural Magical Thing. It came out in 1986. Before that was Human with Human Warmth, kind of like a little interlude off of one of their compilations. It's like French kind of new age music with a lot of interesting singing going on from the 90s. I think it came out in 92. They put out a lot of tapes, and only recently did someone kind of compile their catalog and finally press a kind of compilation record. Before that, we heard Suzanne. Song. I'm not really sure who does that original track, but what a sweet song. That came out in 1969. We heard Cameron Winter with his track Love Takes Miles off of Heavy Metal. It's come out in 2024. He's a member of that band Geese, which is not really my cup of tea, but I'm enjoying his solo record, and I feel like he's a really interesting singer in his own right. I'm impressed by what he does with his voice on that album. And starting off this bit of the set, we heard The Only Ones with The Whole of the Law. Kind of funny that, like, The Whole of the Law, I think it's like a love song related to the law. And just, you know, to clarify that, Peter Parrott was really into Aleister Crowley, so, you know, he loves the book, the law, love under will. He was a real, you know, into all that stuff. I think a lot of people know that song because Yo La Tengo covered it as the last track on Painful, and, you know, that version is so beautiful. But yeah, OnlyFans version has some charm to it too. It's a little rough around the edges. That keeps you up with what we've heard. You know, if you are not here with me live, this show is going to be archived on wavefarm.org, so feel free to check that out there. And you know, that's also a great place to make a donation and check out some of the interesting merchandise that is available on the website. I encourage you to do so. We've got a couple more tracks coming your way. I hope you're having a stellar evening.
dark infested sea.